Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special for Armin Ravas. The Nishmas Maris Esther Bas from Shmuel. Mishnah says in Kalim Yad Aleph Dalet that Klistera Tumeya. And with Supa Tahora, what does that mean? A Klistera is a bolt, the lock for a door. And it says that a Klistera is Tahora and the Mitsupa is Tumeya and Mitsupa is Tahora. So the Rosh writes in Mitsupa, Sha'asa Klistera mi Barzel Tahor, Mitsipuya mi Barzel Tame. Etc. Tahora. So the klistera is from Barzel Tahor, and the tzibui is from Barzel Tameh, then it's Tahor. The baser ikar azlinan. In other words, the Rush is learning that we're talking here, like I begin the chazer l'tumi yishana, that if the klistera was made from Barzel Tameh, came from Kalim Tumeim, it's going to be Tameh. And it goes back to its original tumah, like we learned in the previous Mishnayos. If only the covering was tameh, the plating was tameh, and the klistera was made from Barzel Tahor, it's Tahor. I'm not talking about being a kabbal tumah mikana lahavla. I'm talking about where you already made it from Barzel Tahor, it's going to be Tahor. If you made it from Barzel Tameh, the klistera, it's going to be tameh. And we go after the ikar and not after the tzipui. The Rambam explains, "Im ha'isa klistra me'etz mitzup matechas tahara, fishikleitz mechuped amitzup amechuped b'matachas enam makabel tuma." The Rambam is learning that the Mishnah is talking about kabbalas tuma mikanu lahava. In other words, if you made the klistra akula mi barzel, harei mikabelas tuma. But if you made it me'etz, it's not makabel tuma, and your mitzapeh bebarzel, the tzipui is not makabel tuma. B'nei shekol tzipuyim vechipuyim tahorim. Chem pirush agra b'eliyah rava, v'chem v'ma'aris agra. V'bir agra yaradeh asinim kufchav sivkot tezayin. So we have a machlekes rishonim here. Are we talking about tuma yishana? Are we talking about tuma yikana lahaba? The rosh tuma yishana, the rami tuma yikana lahaba. The Rambam says if the klistra is made out of eitz, and it's going to be tar, and if the klistra is made out of matechas, it's going to be tameh. Now, in the parish of Mishnais of the Rambam, he writes, "Lefisha kliyetz kasherim mechupa v'kli matechas lo yikabel tuma, afilo hayo lo beis kibul, mishisbor v'sif chagiga, kamayim rechacham, mishmizbeach azav v'nechoshes lo yikabel tuma, v'sam wasiv v'zem v'pnei shehim mitzupim." So the Rambam says, because kliyetz, when it was covered with kli matechos, is not makabel tuma, and even if it has a base kibble, like we see at the end of Chagiga, the mizbeach hazav v'nechoshes is not going to be makabel tuma, and the reason is because it's mitzupe. That's the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos. So in Chagiga, the chavov on the base says, in the Mishnah, called Kalim, Shehayu b'Mikdash, Tumim Tvila. All Kalim now in the Mikdash require Tvila after the Regel, Mitumas Regel. Chutz Mizbeach Hazav, Shamad Beheichol, Vayel Bamakir Ma'ak Tavis, O Mizbeach Ha Nechoshes, Shamad Be'Azora, Vayel Vayel Ma'akrivim Kol HaKarbanos, V'Pnei Shem Kekarka. Says Mizbeach Adam et Hasa l'Dibur Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim Omer v'nei shehem mitzupim. Eliezer says that Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach HaNachoshes, you don't have to be tovel because they are like karka. It's Rabbi Eliezer. And V'chachamim say because they're mitzupe. Nechoshes v'zahav. That's the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, I don't understand. Adarabo. Came with the mitzupim ninu. Metamu. Since it's mitsupe, it should be tame. That's the Gemara and Daf Chafov Amud Aleph. Hagemara vina et the Mishnah shkivan she mitsupim einam mekablim tuma. Aval adrabah, if they weren't mitsupe, they were tar because they're kli etzos of the nachas. Came into mitsupe minu mitamu the royal kabel tuma. Hagemara omeret ema. וחכמים מתאמים מפני שהם מצופים. וחכמים are מתאמי למזבחוס because they're מצופים. זה הרבה נוכל שלנו. It's not that they're not tame because they're mitzupim. They are tame because they're mitzupim. Mars is another territory by saying the Rabban Rav Lezer coming. Not that thing. Rabban is speaking to Rav Lezer. What are you thinking that you need the time that Mizbechas are called Adama? Without that, they'd be Makabal Tama. Mishum the Mitzubim, because they're Mitzubim and Mitzubim is Mifatel them from being Kli Eitz. And they become Kli Matris. That's not a Siba for Tama. Miftal Botel Tzipurin Gabayu. Pasa calls them Eitz. Mitzipu is batal. So even without them being called Adama, they still wouldn't be Makabal Tuma. Because the Mizbeach has a din of creates Asur the Nachas. Rashi Mefaresh, Shaiba Yed'ema Gam Sover, Shatzipuim, Hu Siba L'Tumah B'chol Makom. Normally, says Rashi, Tzipuim are a Siba L'Tumah. Only by tzipu mizbechos, the tzipuim don't help to give them the shem kli matchis, because they're batal agave ha'etz from the gzeres ha'kasuv that Rachmana called it etz. So we see from this gemara that tzipui is a siba l'tumah. Sai according to the first teretz, sai according to the second teretz. The Kesef Mishnah asked on the Rambam, we see in the sugya lehedya. Shemishum shemitzupim minu that tzipui causes tuma. Even though they wouldn't be royally tamas me'atzma. The Rambam writes fakir. Rambam says, that it creates, since it's covered, it's mitzupe, it's not mekabel tuma. And here we see that the tzibui causes it to yes be mekabel tuma. And then he brings a raya from the end of Chagiga that the tzibui doesn't cause tuma. And that Gemara says fakert, that the tzibui does cause tuma. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the name of the Mari Kurkus, that the Rambam learns the Yibai Yisema differently, that it's arguing with the Makshin. And that's what it says, Miftal Batal Tzipuyin Legabayu. In other words, you think that Mishum Tzipuy, it's going to be more Tameh. Adarabah, Mish Tzipuyam Lo Mitamu De Betele Magav Kli. That, no, Tzipuy is Batal because of the Kli. Lo Chashivi Kidei Shiyatame HaKli B'Shvilo. It's not Choshev enough that the kli should become tummy because of it. Lo batal tzipuyayu, lo ahani dafka kama, ala kulu kelem ha-mitzupim kama. Always about all kelem. That the tzipuy is batal. Mifto batal tzipui in gabayu, that the tzipui is batal. Chendu biyar agwabi yaridea. So the Rambam is going to be learning differently. The Rambam is learning that the Yibai Sam is saying that because of the tzipui, it's not makabotum, because the tzipui is batal. Hasover mishum tzipui l'tami b'yoser? No. Ubehefech tzipui en lo mitamu. Because b'telem agaf kli, b'lo chashivu kidei shi'tami akli b'shvila. Rambam in Hilchos Kelim, in the fourth parak writes, Chipuye Hamita Tahoirim, V'chein kol ha-chipuyim bein shayu shel eitz, o shel etzem, o shel or, o shel meteches tahoirim. Asher shenema asher yasem alacha, yasem alacha ben prat l'chipuye kelim. The coating of a bed is pure. Similarly, any ornamental covering, whether it is made from wood, bone, leather, metal, is pure. This concept is learned from Vayikra, which says which work will be performed with them. That's tameh, prat l'chipuye kelim, which is not. Similarly, a wooden bone or bone implement that has a receptacle which was played with metal is pure and is not susceptible to impurity. The rationale is that the plating causes the implement itself to be considered insignificant, and the plating itself is pure, as explained. So chipuya mita atar, and all chipuyim, whether it's eitz, etzem, or mateches, is all tahar. So the chipuya kelim are tahar. And so to create so etzem that have a base kibble, and there's a chipuy, it's tahar, it's not makabel tuma, because the plating causes the implement itself to be insignificant. Neshet saf and batlan, because the tzibui is mevatel the kli, and the tzibui itself is tor. It's a very interesting Rambam. We see from this Rambam, sheish kan shnei inyanim. Aleph, shat tzibui mevatel as a kli. One thing we see from the Rambam. And the second thing we see from the Rambam is that the tzipui itself is not mekabel tumah. However, the Gra argues with the Rambam, and the Gra holds that the tzipui itself is not mekabel tumah, but we don't say that the tzipui is mevatel the kli. Lashon Gra b'yer yadei adumim tumah v'tzipui mitachas apshut apshut ikliyetz lo azlin abasir tzipui v'atahira v'chein pirash Rambam sham v'chibur perek dal v'kelef. So the Gra is holding that the tzipuyim are not makabel tuma is dafka when it's their mitzupa al kli eitz pshutim. She'ein makabel tuma, but the tzipui is batel legabi the kli, and it's not makabel tuma. Now, she'ein ken, if the kli itself is makabel tuma, the tzipui is not mevatel the kli, that it shouldn't be makabel tuma. Rather, since it's batel to the kli, so it's like the kli itself, and it's makabel tuma sa kli. And therefore, a kli kibbol that you are mitzapa is makabel tuma. Since without the tzipui, you would also be makabel tuma. So the Gra disputes the Rambam. Now the Rambam is difficult to understand, as asks Moreno Ravenu of Michel Zatzal, so we're basing our Shirim on, that since the reason Tzipui is not makabel tumah is because it's batel to the Kli, so why it should be mevatel tumah to the Kli? How can you say both? The tzipui is batel to the kli. It's not makabel tuma. It's batel to the kli, and it's also mevatel the kli. So how can that be? Mikivan shat tam shat sipu ena makabel tumas because it's bottle to the kli. So why should it be mevatel tumas a kli? So we have to say that the Rambam holds that the chipui kelim or tahor is not mamish that the tzipui is bottle to the kli, but rather since the tzipui is bottle to the kli, it doesn't have a din kli b'fnei atzmo. The right is that the Rambam brings the drashi shayisem malacha ben prat lechipui kelim. And if the tam would be pashut mishum shabbat al kli, we wouldn't need a pasuk. By that, that it's bat al kli, is that it's not considered a kli b'fnei atzma. Now we learn from the pasuk that chipuye kelim ain't b'm shem tuma b'fnei atzma, and it's called that the malacha nasis be'etzem akena lo tzipui. And so the pasuk says, when you do malacha with it, when you do malacha with it, it's makabel tumah. But if you put your kelim, you don't do malacha with it. What the pasuk is teaching us is not merely that it's batel to the kli, but rather that it's not considered a kli b'fnei atzma. And we learn from the pasuk that it doesn't have a shem kli b'fnei atzma because you don't do malacha with the chipui. And the makor of this din that the kli is misbatel al yidei hatzipui in other words that the tzipui is mevatel the kli, so again you can't say that the tzipui is batel to the kli because the tzipui is mevatel the kli. So pshat is that there's a kli that the tzipu is not considered a kli b'fnei atzma. Therefore, if it's mitzapa is something that's not a kli, it's not makabel tumah. Because the tzipu itself is not makabel tumah. But if it's mitzapa on a kli, then it's mevatel that kli. And where do you get that from? You get it from later on. Mishnah Perek Chof Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Hashulchan v'adulfiki shenifchisu o shechifan v'shayish v'shir v'hem makom anachas ha'kresis tumeim. You have a table or a folding chair that's covered with leather or dofuki. Shenifchisu, shenishbar b'miktzat me'atavla, shemunach al haraglayim, o shechifan, o shetzipa otan, b'shayish, v'shiyer b'hem, after the pachas, and after the tzipuri, you left over a filo rak on makom anachas kosos, tame. It's makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, makom anachas hachatichos, not enough makom anachas kosos, in the chatichos of lachem ubasa. Vim lo nishar makom kaze sheino mechupeh. But if there isn't that much of a place, there's very, very little left, there's no makom of chatichos or kosos, so the tzipui of the shayish is mevatel to be a creates a makabel tuma. You see the Gemara's Medayeg, that dafka if you're a Meshayer Makom of Hanachas HaKosis, it's Tameh. Because it's still Roy Lamalach the Marishana. But Halaf Halki, it's Tar. Because you go after the Tzipui. So the Tzipui is Mevatel it. Mevatel the Kli. כמו שרש"י מפרש שם, כי במעשר דסנן. Just according to Rashi there, when the tzipui is made of mateches, the kli is mekabel tumah. Because you follow the tzipui. In the Rambam, the kli is tahor, because the tzipui is not mekabel tumah. Rashi says if the tzipui is mateches, the kli is mekabel tumah, because you're after the tzipui. The Rambam says no. The kli is tahor, since the tzipui is not mekabel tumah. אבל מכל מקום רואים מהמשנה שהכלי בוטל לציפוי. The כלי is בוטל to the ציפוי. The כלי is nullified to the plating. So it emerges that the כלי is מסבטל על ידי הציפוי and the ציפוי is mismayed because of the chisaron of asher yaseh melacha b'hem. So our kapanim we see from the Rambam learns the Mishnah over here, that if the klistero was me'eitz and is mitzubah b'mateches, it's tar, because the tzipui is butl to the mishpisha kliyetz and mechuk metechas ena makabel tuma. Because the kliyetz itself is not makabel tuma, the metechas is butl to the kliyetz. But if it would be a kli that is makabel tuma, and we have a tzipui, the tzipui is mevatel the kli. And that's what it says in the Rambam, that chipui hamita tahorim, because the tzipui is not makabel tuma, and all chipuyim are tahor, because the shayasim lo yonto malacha with them, lo yasim malacha with them. And also, if you have kelim that are covered with the tzipui is mevatel the kli. And the Rambam has a makor at the end of Chagiga, both that tzipui is batel to the kli, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. That's the Ibayis Ema. Ma da'atech mishum de betzukin mipto botel tzipuin gabayu. The tzipui is botel. Therefore it's not makabel tuma. So that Gemara is the makor that the tzipui is but the lag of the kli. And therefore, the mizbech hazel mizbech on chodesh shetam akabel tuma, not tom tevila. And then you also have the Gemara in Chagiga at the end of Chagiga also, that if you leave over, you don't have enough space to put the kosos because it's mitzupe, and these should the shulchan and the dulpiki. So the din is that it's not makabel tuma because the tzipui is mevatel the kli. The truth is, there's a lot more to talk about, and hopefully we will revisit this mishnah. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.